It's 6:51. This is Morning Edition on WILL AM 580. Good morning. I'm Jay Pierce. The worth of dedication to excellence cannot be questioned. The desire to be in first place is the motivating force behind every athlete, every scientist, every creator of new and worthwhile things. That saying is posted in the Caltech Science Museum in the Beckman Room, and it is a quote from internationally recognized scientist, inventor, philanthropist, and University of Illinois alumnus Arnold Beckman, who died yesterday in his sleep at Scripps Institute, La Jolla, California. Dr. Beckman turned 104 last month. He was born April 10, 1900, in Cullom, Illinois, a small farming community in eastern Livingston County, east of Pontiac. Dr. Beckman received a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering from University of Illinois Urbana-Champain in 1922, a master's in physical chemistry a year later. He received a Ph.D. in photochemistry from California Institute of Technology. In 1928, he went on to join the faculty there. He founded Beckman Instruments in the 1930s with the development of a pH meter, which earned him a place in the National Inventors Hall of Fame. He later invented the spectrophotometer, which is credited with revolutionizing chemical analysis. Many consider it to be the scientific equivalent of the Model T. Thousands of the originals are still in use worldwide. 1989, Dr. Beckman received the National Medal of Science. The list of honors continues and continues and continues. And Pierre Wiltzius is director of the Institute at University of Illinois here, which bears Dr. Beckman's name, the Beckman Institute for Advanced Science and Technology. Dr. Wiltzius, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning.
Well, you had the opportunity to meet Arnold Beckman several years ago. What sort of man did you find him to be?
Yes, indeed. I was lucky to meet Dr. Beckman after I first started to work here at the University of Illinois in early 2002. I traveled out to California and visited him at his home, and I found him right away to be just an extraordinary man. Even at that advanced age of 104, he just struck me as a great humanitarian with all the wonderful human qualities of extraordinarily intelligent, smart, inventive, a great and keen sense of humor that shines right through when you talk with him. Strong ethical principles certainly guide him throughout his life, and then ultimately just a very warm and a very generous person in many senses of the word.
I talked about the inventions that he's most noted for, the pH meter and the spectrophotometer. How would you characterize the impact of these inventions?
All right. So those are indeed very important inventions. And in his own words, while he was a professor at Caltech early on, he recognized that his most important contributions to research and also to industry and business were the instruments that he invented. That really was what he thought his real strength was. So, and these instruments, they were in the 20s and 30s. They were already kind of showed his vision that and his new approach to things, because those were the early days of the emerging fields of electronics, for instance. And where he brought electronical instruments into the chemical labs. This was a very new approach, and in that sense he really revolutionized those various fields, chemistry, chemical engineering, biology, and medicine. And without those instruments, these fields would not be what they are today.
Mm-hmm. And beyond these contributions were his philanthropic contributions, among them the Beckman Institute here at UIUC, which represents his vision for the way that research should be conducted.
Absolutely, and I think that's probably in an immediate sense where he had the strongest impact on the university here at Urbana-Champaign. And this university and Caltech always had a very special place in Dr. Beckman's life, because that is where he got his education from, both the undergraduate and then also the graduate education. So he always felt very special, and in his words, he wanted to give some of the money that he made back to where it came from, and so Where it came from is, of course, education and research. That is what made him what he was. And so he felt very strongly about that. And through the foundation that he and his wife Mabel set up in the 60s, he used it as a vehicle to give some of the money back and made this very large gift, which to date is still the largest private gift to the University of Illinois of $40 million. Indeed, this was in the 80s, to build this institute, which is, again, it's a very visionary approach that he had. He really saw that some of the very complex research problems that need to be addressed take more than a single disciplinary approach, where you have maybe a physicist or a chemist or a psychologist look at the problem, but where you want to bring together people from many different disciplines and have them work in the same building and work on these complex research problems. So that was his idea, and he was in that sense also truly visionary in the 80s to build an institute where faculty and students come together and approach research in a new way. This by now, 15 years later, 20 years later, has been really very much accepted and is found across the nation and even at the highest level. The National Academy of Sciences had recently a convocation where they really want to promote and further this type of research very much.
I understand Dr. Beckman had some rules for life, which he liked to share. Would you care to share a couple in our final minute here?
And this shows kind of his lighter side of life, and really also his sense of humor. So one is that the one that you alluded to, I think, in the beginning, is that one of his sayings was his rules of life is there is no substitute for excellence, and he really means that. And that's in everything that he did. If you look through his life, there is absolutely no substitute for excellence. And he kept telling his employees that, he kept telling his colleagues that, and also later on through his philanthropic work, he adhered to that. Another one that I like is that he used to quote is you practice moderation in everything that you do, including moderation itself. So he was just a wonderful human person and a great humanitarian, and I'm glad I could visit with him on several occasions, and we will all miss him sorely.
Dr. Wiltjes, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Pierre Wiltjes is the director of the Beckman Institute for Advanced Science and Technology at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Dr. Arnold Beckman is survived by a son and daughter, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. His wife, Mabel, preceded him in death. A public memorial service will be hosted by the Arnold and Mabel Beckman Foundation at the Richard Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California. Dr. Beckman will be laid to rest at his birthplace of Cullum.